G'day, how's it going?
Hey, Laserbeam, how you doing, man?
Living the dream, a bit sleepy, but I'm all right. Getting there.
Not getting much sleep at the moment?
No, they had me up early for this, so, you know, but it's been certainly been an experience, so
yeah,
grateful.
Good for you, man. Are you in Oz or are you over in America at the moment?
No, I'm in Sydney right now.
Yeah, cool.
Sitting in lockdown.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a moment for us all at the moment?
I haven't seen the sun for 6 weeks, so I apologize if, you know.
You look great if that's the case.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mate, plenty to talk about, of course, with your gaming and you and your gaming YouTube, but of course, in the new movie that's coming up too, Free Guy, which we'll get to that. Mate, for you in gaming, you've many subscribers, there are millions. What was it for you growing up that said, hey, I want to do gaming. I want to venture into that world. What was it for you?
Well, I don't think I ever thought of gaming as a career until I was like 19, 20 years of age.
Right.
But gaming has been a part of my life for like my entire life. Started with just being a kid and going, hey, games are colorful and exciting and funny noises. But then as I got older, you know, as a kid that was a bit shy, a bit different, you know, got bullied and stuff like that, I think gaming became like a comfort blanket. So I think for me, gaming was just my life for a long time. And then as a construction worker, I was like, eh, not really for me. And I was a big fan of all these YouTube creators. And I said, why not me? I can do it.
Good.
It was a bit harder than that, than just saying that. But, you know, that was sort of my mindset.
And I take it within that mindset of going into gaming and going, I can do this. What were you doing in that moment of I can do this? Were you creating little videos? What was that moment there?
I think the biggest thing with doing anything is just starting, and that was the mindset. There's a creator that I was a big fan of called Bernie Burns from Rooster Teeth, I was a fan of them, and he talked about how he started, and he always just said, you just got to get started. The first stuff you make will suck. It'll always suck because you have to learn. You can't sit here and focus on the end of the marathon. You have to focus on just getting started, taking those first steps and learning as you go. You get faster as you go, you know? So I think that was my mindset. I was never thinking about like the long like scale of it. I was only ever thinking on my day to day and what the next video I was going to make was. It was just all small videos and random, like I was playing American sports games like Madden and just trying to make the best video I could every day. That's all I've ever done.
Wow. What were the games that you were playing back then? I mean, were we doing basic stuff, you know, like the Donkey Kong and maybe the Mario Kart? Because that's where I'm at, mate. Like,
yeah.
I mean, can't even work out on Fortnite.
That's definitely what I grew up on as a little kid. You know, the Pokemons and stuff like that on my Game Boy. I think when I first started YouTube, it was very much like the sports games like Madden, NBA 2K. But then, very much pushed into like just everything. Kind of got out of that scene specifically and then just became more general with what I was playing. Yeah.
And what was that moment there where your videos and your career and your gaming, and I call it a career, what was that moment where it actually took off? How long between the start and that moment there?
Well, with this channel that I have now, it was pretty quick because I shared my videos on Reddit. So I found like an immediate audience in like the American football scene. But I spent like a year or two just learning and making random videos. So it was probably a couple of years. My first videos, I was smashing stuff with machines on the job site and filming in front of a bunch of tradies making fun of me and pointing and laughing at me. So that was always an experience. But yeah, I think that was just my mindset. Like that didn't end up being what I did. Like I didn't stick with those videos, but I learned so much about making videos from that as soon as I started this gaming channel, I was able to really hit the ground running. So yeah.
I find it quite interesting with games because my young fella, he's 12, he plays Fortnite and we've seen your videos of you doing Fortnite. You do great with construction, mate, in Fortnite. You're like, I can't even work it out, mate. It's far too much.
I'm pretty terrible at games compared to like my friends and stuff. So I feel you.
What? Mate, you're far better than me. I'm Donkey Kong level. But that moment of trying to understand a game, and there's a lot of attitude about Fortnite saying it's not good for kids and it's whatever, you know, all this whatever stuff. As a parent watching a 12-year-old playing it, for me, I see it as they're using their mind and their creative ways and their creative mind to go, okay, I need to achieve this to be able to do this.
Yes,
would you agree on that, mate? That gaming, it's not the whole, get off your iPad gaming kind of attitude?
I think there should always be a balance. Like, kids do need to go outside. I definitely think I had that problem as a kid. But however, yeah. I do think gaming teaches critical thinking. It gives you community. It tells people that, hey, whatever I'm interested in, it's valid, and I can find people that share that passion, which is what I struggled with the kid,
yeah.
as a kid. I think all these parents that just say, video games cause violence. My kid's violent because he played Fortnite. They're just bad parents, and they don't want to admit that. Like, they're just awful parents. Like, they just probably don't communicate with their kid and understand what their kid needs and wants. Like, if your kid's violent, he's probably got other problems. Like,
yeah,
gaming is the biggest entertainment medium on the planet. And, you know, it is so obviously not the cause of violence that anyone who says that is just a bad parent. Like, it's conversations with your kid. I have a nephew who's 8 years old. Like, get down on their level, talk to your kid, understand why they enjoy it. Enjoy it with them, make it a wholesome experience and not a negative one. And
that's so true, man. That's so true. I'm sitting beside my young fella, Lockie, and he's showing me Fortnite. I got no idea what's going on, but I'm kind of getting an interest of, okay, you're trying to work all this out. And I think it is more than just going, oh, your kid's on a gaming console. And
absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man, let's talk about Free Guy. This is very, very cool for you, making a cameo appearance. Tell us about this. How did that actually happen? How did you get involved in that?
Literally not once.
Today's gonna be different, Goldie.
What are we looking at?
Who are you?
We ran into each other.
Well, I was probably sitting in my pajamas playing Fortnite randomly in early 2019, I think it was. And I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, for me, it's never felt different. I've always just been in my room making videos alone.
Yeah.
It's all I've ever done. So life has never felt like it's changed much, really. So I didn't feel special. I didn't feel like anything like that. But then they reached out to me and said, hey, we want to make this movie authentic. We want to make sure there's like authentic people in it. We want to get YouTubers and gamers involved. You're one of the names that came up. Yeah. And I was like, what? Like, me? Why me? Like, I'm just some weird Australian kid. Like, that's all I've ever seen myself as. So that was very surreal. Once they sort of explained the movie and how it's going to work and our parts in it, it made sense why they sort of wanted this. And going over there, very surreal. Everyone was lovely, very nice. Made it a lot more comfortable considering I'm definitely not an actor. No idea what I'm doing. I just play games and yell and edit and stuff like that. So, very strange is how I'd summarize it.
And you went over there to I guess, do your part in the movie. Did you get to meet Ryan Reynolds and hang out and learn all like his style and craft?
I did go over there to film. I met the director and had a great experience talking to him and working with him. I did not get to meet Ryan. I think he had already finished by the time I got there because I got there very late in the process.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to meet him, but he does follow me on Twitter and has liked a couple of my tweets over the last 2 years. So
I love that. So good, man.
We're best friends, you could say. You know, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, that is very cool, man. Well, the new movie Free Guy, it's out in August. Laserbeam, thanks so much for hanging, dude.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.